Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim speaking, and we're here live in the living color with another broadcast for today. We're going through the Bible. This is all our broadcasts for the next couple of months. It's going to be Bible 2.0. We're going to talk about that book and why some have taken the book and gained much power with it, and some have taken the book and threw it in the trash because they can't see what's in the book. But it's a very powerful book. So to get everything started, this is Toronto Church of Christ in the Lord. And this broadcast is being brought to you live out of Philadelphia. Now, before we start, we don't pray. We assert into the universe what we want. And because we are connected to the cosmos, the universe, through reap what you sow, brings energy to us and manipulates things so that it comes out in our favor. And that's what's going on right now. That works. Now, you can give the credit to anybody you want. You can give the credit to Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, anybody you want to. You can give anybody the credit you want. But basically, you deserve the credit yourself because what you think about, you can bring into existence, okay? And as I daily learn the knowledge of myself and the wisdom to seek the oracle's counsel, I come into the understanding of how to proceed so that I can live on earth in peace and without poverty. I understand that everything in the universe is made up of the same divine energy and that I am a farmer of that divine energy. So I begin my day reforming this energy to serve my purpose. I respect and deserve the great right that I have as an extension of divine energy. As I start my day, I begin with my access points of power, Christ and Allah. And I'm grateful to be a part of this great universe that my ancestors have formed for my benefit. Now, we're going to recite the words of balance one time. Normally, we do this 10 times after we do the assertion. This is in the morning when we first rise. Just going to do it one time just to give you an idea of how we work our assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want, okay? Now, you have to ask yourself, what is the path of reap what you sow? Because we talk about that all the time. Okay, well, let's get into that for a minute. That means to do good, follow the universal law of kindness and honesty. The law of reap what you sow is the path of enlightenment. I know we hear a lot of people say that, but what does it mean? The universe works for me. So by me monitoring my thoughts, it will grant me what I want. There is an old saying that the old folks used to say, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. You got it. That's how things work. When I think about it, I bring about. So if I put out thoughts that do promote good for others and the rest of the planet, that's what the universe is going to provide for me every time. If I put out thoughts that do promote good and that don't promote good for myself and the rest of the planet, then that's what the universe will provide for me every time. I must never think about what I don't want because that's what I will get. I will always keep my mind focused on what I want, and that's what the universe will provide for me. I must remember to center my thoughts around the art of being honest and good, and the universe will keep me in a state of bliss. If I have to believe in something, I believe in good and all those that do good. In the name of Jesus the Christ, Marcus the Messiah the Christ, and Elohim the Christ, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Come on. Now let's get into this thing here, okay? Now, we have what we call a national anthem, right, for our corporation, Elohim Five Tribes and Corp. Now, we're going to play a little bit of our national anthem for you. We're not going to play the whole thing. We're going to play a portion. Thank you. So that is something to think about, okay? The age of freedom has come. That's an Indianism. But as we talk about who our enemies is, what freedom is, you know, we talk about that sometime. We're going to reiterate just a little bit of what we talked about yesterday, then we're going to go into what we're going to be talking about today. We're going through the entire Genesis in a manner to give you a different perspective as to what's going on and why 1% took this book and conquered the world with it, and you shouldn't be sleeping on it, you know? This is what we're talking about. Now, first of all, let's just quickly mention the word freedom. Freedom means control. You talk about freedom, you protest about this freedom, ask yourself, what kind of control you have over your lives, government, and everything else. That will tell you just how much freedom that you have. And when you see who's in control, that will tell you, okay, who has freedom and who don't, all right? So that's where we're at now. I do want to talk about that for a couple of minutes because I think that's important. The churches, the preachers, okay? When I say church, we're the church. So the preachers, the ones that are preaching, okay, they tell you that God is in control. But the Bible said that men and women are God. So men and women are God and God is in control, that means somebody's controlling you. Somebody's in control of what's going on. That means that you are actually in control. How is it possible for you to be in control when you don't have nothing, when you don't have anything? You're not in control of anything. So how is it possible for you to say that I'm God and I'm in control? Well, this brings us into a recap of what we talked about yesterday or the day before yesterday, Sunday. I'm having trouble with the text, so a lot of people aren't getting my text when they're going. I'll solve that problem in a few minutes. We'll just start broadcasting back this week. Because I want to bring information to you that I think that you need. Because it's time to change the paradigm in this planet. It's time to change what's going on globally, all right? And in order to do that, you have to change what you see in your mirror, because that's where the change begins. The change begins with you, all right? Now, there's two cultures, the dog-eat-dog culture and the reap-what-you-sow culture. We want to switch to the reap-what-you-sow culture and come out of the dog-eat-dog culture, although we have to remember that those that function of the dog-eat-dog culture, they're always trying to make peace with you. And we're going to talk about what peace means too. Peace peace is the art of war. Peace is the fighting without fighting. Okay? Actually, it's a war of attrition. Let me just break it down real easy. It's a war of attrition. When somebody from the doggy dog world declares peace with you, that only means one thing. Either when they say peace, declare peace with you, that means you have equally, you're balanced with them militarily. And they can't just come in and take what you have. Okay, that's why they declare peace. But when they make peace, peace is a war of attrition. So they're building up their military forces. Okay, so that's why when a nation's conquered, they put in the provisions that you cannot build up your military up to a certain point because they know what peace is. You don't. You want to come up, peace, brother, peace, sister, but you don't know what that is, okay? You look at each other, and there's so much that we don't really get into and not actually aware of what's going on. So this is what this broadcast is about. We're going to bring you into a conscious awareness, a conscious understanding of what's really going on and how important the books that you have around you are, okay? Now, we talked about, the first thing that you have to do is come out of the religious dogma. Now, what is that mindset that they want? I don't care what religion you go to, whether it's Christianity, Buddhism, Zionism, whatever it is. The one constant theme through the entire religious group that you were created. Why is that so important? Think about it. If you were created, that means you're less than and not equal to something. Now, who gives you that thing that's more than you that created you? Who gives you that? The people that are in control of you, they give you that because they want you to worship what they want you to worship. They don't want you to see yourself, see what I'm saying, as a non-created being, but an extension of that which put everything into existence. To create something, you have to make something from nothing. We can't make something from nothing. Everything is made out of energy, all right? So this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the as gods. A god is one who can manipulate source energy for their own purpose. And that's what we're doing. That's why we're gods. That's why it's telling us God. See, they're telling me things, but they're not giving me the proper why. They don't want you to ask questions. Oh, when they it's a mystery. God is mysterious. Ain't nothing mysterious about nothing going on this planet. And every time they tell me, oh, we found some mysterious buildings and all that stuff, don't mystery about that. You know what I mean? Your ancestors built that stuff. Your ancestors put that stuff together. They're trying to give the pyramids to aliens. Yeah, well, aliens did build a pyramid. Who were the aliens? Look in the mirror. You're E.T. You're not indigenous to this planet. I'm just telling you now. We're talking, oh, I'm African, I'm Indian, I'm French. No, you're not none of that, okay? We're going to get into that in a different lecture. But right now, I just want to just run that by you a little bit so you can get that thing in, that thing out of your mind about being created. You are not created. You are the universe expanding itself. So there is no limit to you. Only thing that limits you is what you see in that mirror. If you don't, if you think that what you see in the mirror is something created and you got to go pray for somebody, for something to give you and make this thing work for you, that's a retarded mindset. I'm just telling you right now. I'm just going to say it like it is. That's a retarded mindset. You can do whatever you want to do, but you have to accept the fact of who you are. Okay? The last few wars, we've lost close to 500 million people in wars, okay? Wars, slavery, all that kind of stuff. We lost close to 500 million people. Think about it, okay? We're talking about 50, and just the last two world wars, we're talking about 70 million people. Come on. See what I'm saying? The slave trade. 300 million people died in the slave trade, and they all went black. I'm telling you straight up, okay? So you melanated people, don't get it twisted. When the dog eat dog person come, it ain't personal. They need slaves. Well, let me put it this way. They need to control your slaves. Because I'm trying to bring you into a different mindset. I'm trying to raise your consciousness to a point that you can see what's going on around the planet and who God really is. All right? When they say God is in control, think about who's controlling your society. All right? Who's making the laws and the rules so that you have to function by? Who's locking you up, throwing you in jail? Okay? You understand what I'm saying? You have to really start thinking about what's going on. But you can't think outside the box until you realize who made the box. Think about it. Who made the box? You want to think outside the box? Figure out who made the box and what they made the box for. All right? That's what I'm saying. You got a box out in the middle of the woods with a stick on it. Somebody made that box for one reason, to capture something, to put something under its control. And when that rabbit go in the box and eat on that little carrot or whatever's in there, they pull that stick, the box fall down. They're now in control over that rabbit. The destiny of the rabbit is not up to the rabbit no more. See, the rabbit's inside the box. The rabbit can't get out the box. But one thing about you. Being an extension of source energy, being God on the planet, you can get out of the box. You can figure out a way to get out of the box. Dig under it, go around it, find a way, but you can get out of the box. But first, you have to know you're caught in the trap. You have to know you're in the box. And the first thing that you have to realize is that you were not created. Once you get into that mindset, knowing that you are the universe expanding itself. That's why there's no limit to you, right? Let's go back to the Bible. We're dealing with Genesis, all right? Now, we can continue where we were. Now, we talk about everywhere you see the word create, change it to the word made. Because there was only one creation that took place, something out of nothing. All right, that would be the uncaused cause. That which caused everything to exist and nothing caused it to exist. And even that gives you something to think about. We say if nothing caused it to exist, that means that it wasn't created either. It just always was. How is that possible? See what I'm saying? For something to create that which caused everything in the universe, that means that whatever created that, something out of nothing, right? Once you stop thinking about it and really, really feed into the thought process, there's no such thing as creation. Think about it. You can't make something out of nothing. So something always works to bring forth something that is. All right? Then we just have to go back to a time that it just was here. Uncaused cause. And the uncaused cause is energy. Everything in the universe is made up out of that energy. I say made. Didn't say create. I say made. Okay? That's why in the first portion of the Bible it says we're going to make men and women in our image. Not create, make. The translators do the word creating it, and then they fluctuate with that word back and forth. Then later on, it said we're going to make the firmament. See what I'm saying? They're not creating. They're making. They're making something out of what was here, which means that. Now think about this for a second. If they're making something out of that which was here, that means that somebody had the technology to manipulate energy on a planetary scale. Think about it. This is what the book is telling you. The book is telling you that that there was a time, all right, that somebody had the knowledge to bring forth energy on a planetary scale. Hello? See what I'm saying? And if that thing at that particular time was God, and the Bible tell you that you're God, that means at one time you had the knowledge to bring forth energy on a planetary scale. Okay? We're not evolving. We have retrogressed to a point that we don't know who we are. And the 1% want to keep it that way. They want to make sure that you never, ever find out who you are. Because once you find out who you are, you become in competition with God. See what I'm saying? They know they God. Come on, when they had the slave, what did they tell you to do? Call me master. Call me Lord. You got stores out here now, Lord Taylor's and Lord this. You know what I mean? They know who they are. They want to keep you in the dark. See what I'm saying? They don't want you to know. We call them slave master. They don't want you to know, okay, that you're a slave master too. They don't want you to know that. This physical entity is your slave. Come on. It will do whatever you ask it to do. It will do whatever you ask it to do. If you ask it to go and sit down and learn how to build huge buildings, it will do that. If you ask it to go sit down and become the greatest surgeon in the world, it will do that. It will do whatever you ask it to do. But here's the question. What are you asking that slave to do? The fight. It's for your slave, that physical entity that you're dwelling in, that building, doing things, that spending money, doing everything else. This is what the fight is about. This is what the control is all about, okay? You were not created. You were made. You are made up out of the substance of the universe. Everything in the universe is like inside of you. You think about all the particles and the gold and iron and diamond, everything that's inside of you, copper. It's all that stuff is out in the universe in the world, okay? When you pray, okay, you're actually asserting into the universe what you want. It's going to bring it to you if you really sincere about what you want. You can get a credit to whoever you want. That's why they got so many gods out here, because the universe works a certain way, and the ones that are manipulating your slave actually understand that, and they know that. You can get a credit to Jesus, to Buddha, to Muhammad, to Hare Krishna, to whoever you Madame Blavatsky, Elohim. You can get a credit to anybody you want, and they know that. Everybody's saying that there's only one God. You follow what I'm saying? But if the Bible says that men and women are God, how can there be one God? Something's wrong with the thought process. You have to upgrade. You have to upgrade your thought process so that you know what's going on, okay? Then the book says, after they have manipulated energy on a planetary scale to bring the planet into existence, they say, wait a minute, let's bring forth some light. We're talking about the sun. Who at that time, not a question of who, but at that time, your ancestors had the knowledge to put a sun in the sky. Think about that. They knew how to generate the type of energy to produce a sun. This is what you have to think. Now, if the Bible says I'm God, it says God did this, I mean at one time, or even right now, it's within me to do that. But you're not going to do it. Why? Because you think you were creative. you're not equal to. You're less than something out there. Whatever you claim created you, that's what you're not less than and not equal to. Follow what I'm saying? So that means you have to submit. They want you in a submissive mindset. They want you thinking like a submissive person, like you can't be nothing, like you can't run the world. You can run this whole planet. You can run the whole universe. It's in you to do that. One DNA strand can cover the knowledge, the entire knowledge of the library of Congress. That's how much information is in your DNA. You think they're asking for your DNA just because they want to check out where you come from? Oh, no. There's bits of information in your DNA. They're learning how to get the information. I'm talking about real information, okay? Not just who your mom and papa was, but information about your journey from millions. Well, actually, it's been billions of years. That's how long your journey has been. Not just a few. And there's no evolution. Once you get to thinking about it, follow what I'm saying? No human being, no modern man. Modern man is not indigenous to this planet. That's why they keep coming with enriching rank. What's missing is the fact that you're not your genetic markers are different from Yeti, Sasquatch, the Bamba Snowman. These people got real names, but these are the names that they give them. You follow what I'm saying? Your DNA is different from theirs. Your blood cycle is different from theirs, okay? They're indigenous to this planet. When they go back and find Lucy and all them people, that ain't you, okay? That's either Sasquatch or one of them guys. Follow what I'm saying? You are an incorporeal being coming through the black hole up in Osiris A and Osiris B. Coming from, you belong to one of those planets in the constellation Osiris, well, they changed it to Orion's Belt. But Orion's Belt don't give you the four planets, but the constellation is bigger than that. Come on. I'm just dropping. I'm giving you a different perspective. Am I right? Check it out for yourself. Am I wrong? Check it out for yourself. But I'm giving you a different perspective on what's going on with that book. Somebody took that Bible and conquered the known planet with it. What's in that book that's so powerful that they were able to use it to conquer everybody? You know, you can't go into a hotel without the Bible being there. Why? Why are they flaunting that book at you? At one time, it was against the law by penalty of death to teach a slave how to read that book. And it was dangerous when they first came over because when the Europeans first came over, they knew how to read the book. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't want them to teach you how to read the book the way it's properly supposed to be read. They didn't want to teach you that. You see where I'm coming from? So much information in this book. So much going on in this book. Okay? And all I'm doing is giving you a different perspective on the book. I'm not here to debate the book. Now, wherever you live at, that's where you're supposed to live. I'm not here to change. I don't want you jumping around changing if that's where you're not ready to go. But if you do want to give your opinion, even if it contradicts me, that's fine. If I'm saying I'm not going to debate the issue with you, but you can give your opinion because as the callers are coming in, other callers might agree with you. Other people might want to hear what you have to say. You follow what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. We have to be able to express ourselves without getting mad and blowing each other up. Come on. All right? Now, if you do want to give an opinion, you have something to say, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone. That will let me know that you have something to say and you want to make a comment. Even if you just want to give a shout out, that's fine too. Just press 1 on your dial. And I'll acknowledge you, and I'll open up the mic, and you can have your peace, okay? So right now, we're going to go through the entire Genesis. We're going to go through the entire book, starting at Genesis. Normally, I like to start with Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, because the way I read that, I'm going to read the black part, because I'm not trying to get Mark, Luke, and John, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John's perspective on what Jesus said. I just read the part in red. That's all I do. Okay, when I read the part in red, I get exactly what Jesus was talking about, or Yahshua, and I get his perspective on things. We have a hand up, so I'm going to go right away, because normally when your hand come up, I bring in right away. I don't let you wait 20, 15 minutes, okay? So we got 7325, let's see if the computer works. 7325, you're on the air. Do you have a comment or statement or something you'd like to say?
Yo, I just want to give a shout out to my Uncle Al Elohim. Go ahead, my man.
What's up, Stone Man? What's going on, man?
What?
How are you, brother?
What's up, Uncle? I'm good, man. Yo, I'm not disputing what you're saying. You sound smart, man. You're giving me inspiration to do a whole lot of things, man.
It's up to you, period. That's all I'm saying. You're the man. You can do whatever you want. Love it. And you can do whatever you want.
Well, Uncle, I want to take this opportunity to say to the world that I appreciate everything you've done for me. You're a very smart man, and I hope you go straight to the top, man.
Well, any time I can get an accolade like that, I'm already at the top.
Absolutely, especially for me.
Yes, sir, and I love you too, brother. Thank you so much. Now I'm gonna leave your mic open.
Right.
So if you want to jump back in later on, just go ahead and jump in, okay?
So yes, sir.
All right. All right. Well,
all
thank
right.
you very much. And we're gonna keep on rumbling here. Now you heard the anthem. The anthem that I played in the middle. We have a national anthem, Radical Church of Christ and Allah. It says, "The age of freedom has come. Until we're ready to work for it, okay? People will not let it be, all right? So you have to work for this thing if you want it, all right? So the first thing you have to do is go back to the books, because every book in the Bible, okay, was written by melanated people. I'm going to say it like that. So no Europeans wrote anything in that book. They claim part of the translation for it, like King James claims that there's a King James translation of the book. This is the one that I use. Now, let's just for a second, I ain't gonna go into that too much, but I'm not want to deal with too much history. But King James, right? They shown him as a European, but King James wasn't European. The first King James of England was a European. But the first King James, but the King James of Scotland, he was the sixth king of Scotland who became the ruler of England. That's the King James that rebuilt the Bible. Check it out for yourself, okay? Because they got everything confused.
Radical.
Okay? Go ahead, bro. Well, they have everything confused because they don't want you to know who you are. They don't know what's going on. Want you to know what's going on. They don't want you to know where you came from. No modern man or woman is indigenous to this planet. So you run around here talking about I'm from Africa. No, you're not from none of that. You're an incorporeal entity coming in from the constellation of Orion's belt or constellation of Sirius. This is where you come from. You come through Mars, you come through Jupiter, you come through Venus. You come through all these planets. They just now starting to tell you these places that you come from. You follow what I'm saying? If you research this stuff, if you wanted to begin researching who you are and where you come from, go and Google up Lemurians. Google up Lemurians. Lemurians, they were here before. This is pre-Atlantic. These guys were here before Atlanta. That's what we're talking about. And you can Google it. You can find the information. Information is out there if you look for it, okay? Now, we're talking about in Genesis, right? We're talking about a group of people that had the knowledge of how to produce the sun, okay? Then how to make satellites, how to put the moon in existence, all this kind of. This is what these are the knowledge that your ancestors have in your DNA. It's in your DNA. That's why there's no limit to you. What you learned 10 years ago, what we were doing 10 years ago, we're doing way better than that right now. When I was coming through, give up my age a little bit, there was no TV. We didn't have television. We listened to the boxing matches on the radio because there was no TV. Think about that, all right? Now you got TV on your wristwatch. You got TV everywhere, phones everywhere. Come on. 10 years from now, you're going to be doing more than that, okay? There's going to come a time when you're going to be back into the knowledge of how to communicate mind to mind. You know, some of you are doing it right now. You just don't realize you're doing it. That's how powerful you are, all right? They're giving you your own information back, and you don't realize what they're doing. They got this thing out called The Secret. Oh, it's a secret. But what you think about, you bring about, let's read what you sow. what your ancestors have been telling you for thousands of years. There ain't no secret. It's a secret to you because they're not giving you the information of who you are and what you're supposed to be doing, okay? Now, also, right about this time, we're like halfway through, so right about this time, I normally like to give out some information. I'm not doing a commercial, so I let people call in that once the commercial is done. But I just want to mention a couple of things that coming from a black perspective as to what you're capable of, that they're hiding from you. The internet was created by black folks. I'm just telling you right now. The cell phones, without the black inventors, the cell phone would not exist. Okay? Internet, cell phone, refrigeration, your washer, your dryer, even your toilet. I'm just going to give out a few things. All these things came out of the black mind. That's what I'm saying. And the first car company that were people that were making cars were black folks. We had car industries making cars of high quality before Henry T. Ford. Come on, Henry T. Ford didn't invent the car. He stole the idea of the assembly line from George Washington Carver. I'm just giving you information. You can Google it. You can check it out. I'm just giving you an idea just how powerful you are when you put your mind to something. And those of you who are out there, you know, because you say it all the time, well, if I put my mind to it, I could do anything. So why aren't you doing anything? You're just not putting your mind to it. Why aren't you putting your mind to it? Okay, because you were created. You are less than and not equal to, so you're waiting on God to bring you what you need. But the Bible says that you are God. Psalms 82. You are God's children of the Most High. It don't say Most High God. And the preachers are dumping that on you because they want to keep you limited mentally. It do not say Most High God. It says Most High. Because when Muhammad came through and dropped the term Allah, he was talking about the all. Everything in the universe at the same time is source. That's what you are a part of. That's what you were made out of. In the book it says, let us make man. The translators threw that creation stuff in there. They made men and women in their image. When you as a dad and a mom get together, you don't create the baby. You make the baby out of a substance between you and your mother. To create means to make something from nothing. And we can't prove that that ever happened because we deal with the uncaused cause. I don't care how far you go back. Something caused everything to exist and nothing caused it to exist. That's the uncaused cause. That's as far back as we can go. I'm an electrolyzer now. That's as far back as we can go. And if there was nothing here but that energy, what do you think everything is made up out of? That energy. So you're made up out of source energy. So in reality, okay, in reality, you are the universe expanding itself. That's why you have no limit. There's no limit to you because you are actually the universe in an expansion mode. Well, they say that a lot of different ways. I'm here having an earthly experience or whatever you want to call it. I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that you are the universe in expansion mode, and you have no limit. You have one enemy on this planet. One. Okay? And that's the one that's in the mirror. Because that's the only thing or person that can stop you from doing what you're trying to do. That person in the mirror. And once you accept that, to know that that person in the mirror is the God that is your God, that's what I'm saying. Where's your limit? There is no limit. What can you not do? There's nothing that you cannot do. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give you a different thought process when dealing with this Bible, because you got people, I hate to say this about my dear beloved, but brother, who's not here right now, we're talking about Ben Yonakinen, that's his name, Ben Yonakinen, he's a historian. He made a statement, you can look at his tapes. He said, well, if I'm in the bathroom and I'm taking a dump, and they ain't got no paper in the Bible's there, I'm going to use that. Now, I'm saying to myself, what kind of mind? This guy been studying history all his life, and he don't know how important this book is that he was talking about using for toilet paper. Now, I'm just saying to myself, you got some kids out there, Brad, out there in the trash, burn the dog on them. They have no idea what they're talking about. Just to give you an example, you have one aeronautic engineer. He got 67 patents out of the book of Ezekiel for flying machines and stuff. Think about it. The first helicopter that was ever designed and built was built by a black person. I'm just giving you some black history because they're not giving it to us in school. It was built by a black person. The first helicopter. Orville Wright and them didn't make the first plane. They copied the design of the plane that they found in the pyramids. Come on. And the Herculean transport, that's the largest plane that the military is using right now, is the exact copy of the plane that they found in the pyramids. What the Wright brothers did was put an engine on the plane. That's what they did. They didn't make up the plane. They just put an engine on it. How come you're not getting this in school? How come you got to wait till you're old and in dirt before you start finding this information out, okay? You, as God of this planet, have to begin making change. Now, we function from Elohim Five Tribes. That's the name of the corporation. That means all five tribes have to work together to bring about a situation of peace on the planet. What are the five tribes? Black, brown, red, yellow, white. We all have to work together. And no color, okay, no tribe is superior to the other tribe. That's a mistake that Egyptians made. You know what I mean? This white boy coming off the little island and saying, man, look at this little dirty creature. He ain't nothing. You know what I mean? Took him in, they taught him, and when he realized that he was a god, he said, oh, man, you know what I mean? I can do this myself. And he came and looked at the wonders of Egypt, and I mean the wonders were there. He said, man, I can't believe that people live like this. Here you got coming out of a cave. He said, I can't believe people live like this, you know? And he sent Pythagoras and all his people. They went in the chemical line, went in Egypt to learn. You know what I mean? They went to learn how to be a god. And when they did, and they came off and said, hey, but there were two cultures. There's only two cultures on the planet, right? Read what you sow culture and the dog-eat-dog culture. Those are the two cultures that's on the planet. So we have to figure out which culture that we're actually going to follow. The dog-eat-dog culture, they're coming. They're always coming. And when you deal from a read what you sow culture, you know you're dealing from a situation of peace. You're dealing from a point that you don't want to be fighting, killing, murdering everybody. 500 million people died since this thing came off that rock, came off that little eye. You follow what I'm saying? That's a lot of bodies, you know. But if you're dealing from the read what you sow culture, you're having peace and harmony with your neighbors and everybody else around you, because now you begin to understand what the Ten Commandments is all about. Don't kill nobody. If you don't want nobody killing you, read what you sow. Don't be talking to nobody's wife. You don't nobody messing with yours. Read what you sow. You follow what I'm saying? And it goes on and on and on. And they're calling this a secret. It ain't no secret. It's been handed down to you for thousands of years. All you have to do is begin to accept the truth. And you have to start with the one main truth, underlying truth of every religion. I don't care what it is, what you call a religion. The underlying thing that keeps you in a subservient position where they can manipulate and control you when they tell you that you were created. If you believe and think that you were created, okay, and not made, there's a big difference, okay? We make children. We don't create children, okay? You were made by Source. Source didn't create you. You were made out of that energy of Source. It's like your children is made out of your energy. There's a difference between the word made and create. Switch it around. When you get there, it's the first code, first key in breaking the code, okay, of the Bible. Everywhere they say create, switch it to made, all right? When you switch it to made, you know that God made it. And in the book, it tells you that men and women are God. So everything you see out there, from the sun, the moon, the stars, the planet, was made by God. He's telling you that. You have the ability to manipulate energy on a planetary scale. This is what they're telling you, okay? But you got to wake up and smell the coffee. This society is giving you things as a normal reality, but it's not normal. It's not normal to sit in a bar drinking poison all night long. That's not normal, okay? It's not normal to be jumping up and down and acting like a fool all day long. That's not normal. They're giving you that as normal behavior, and they're putting these families on TV that are all dysfunctional and not functional. They're in trouble. And they promote it as normal behavior because they don't want you to get your life together. They don't want you to get your family. You got tribes, like my tribe, okay? My tribe is huge, but my tribe don't work together. Why? Okay, because they think they're a family. Wait a minute. How come we're not a family? A family is the economic structure that you have to take care of your tribe. That's what a family is. And when you have economic structure to take care of your tribe, the people in your tribe see each other every day because they're coming to work in your family business, right? And if they come in and work in your family business, you see each other every day. But without, if you're working for somebody else's family, you never see each other. What do they call it? Weddings and funerals. That's the only time we see each other, okay? If you're married and you have children, you have just created a tribe. I should need some create. See, it's just programming. You know what I mean? You have just made a tribe, all right? Now you have to ask yourself, if my tribe is a family, what economic structure do I have to take care of my family, take care of my tribe? When my children get to a certain age and come out of college, who are they going to work for? Are they going to come back to work for me because I have an economic structure to take care of them? I'm sending them to school to bring them back to me so that they can benefit the tribe by increasing the level of business and everything else. But as the tribal leader, right, what are you setting up for your tribe so that your family can unite with other families in the entire diaspora, and you got huge business opportunities going on for the children coming out of the tribe. See what I'm saying? Thought process. It's all about how you're thinking. I don't know how many of you on the call right now that watched the movie The Godfather. This guy's almost 35 years old. He said, Michael Corleone, Godfather, I want to start my own family. This guy's married with three children. What family are you talking about? They're giving you the information, but you're asleep, and you can't see what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? The family he's talking about, he wanted his own economic structure to take care of the tribe that he's bringing into existence. That's what was going on. And this is how we have to do. There's information, and this information is in the book. I'm telling you, all this information, everything I'm telling you right now is in the book. All this is in the Bible. You just have to learn how to read the Bible, okay? And that's what we're here today for. We're here now. I'm going to be on this radio every day. Well, I'm supposed to be here every day, but things happen, you know? But I'm going to be here every day. That's my goal, to be on this show every day, going through this book, giving you an update chapter by chapter, verse by verse, just to give you a different way of thinking about the thing. I'm not asking you to agree, but it'll just sit in a hall where you say, just to make you say, that's something to think about. If you disagree with it, that's fine. You know what I mean? But at least you're hearing this. You're hearing stuff that the ministers aren't giving you because they want to control your slave. Listen. You are a slave master. You are the master of that physical body, all right? You're an incorporeal entity. That's what you are, all right? And to live in a corporeal dimension, you have to have a physical body, all right? This is why you come into a physical body in this dimension so that you can work and get things out. What's your goal? Why you're supposed to be maintaining the planets and the stars and stuff out there. That's what you're supposed to be doing, all right? But we don't think that far. Now, somebody's making spaceships. Somebody's making rocket ships. Somebody's trying to get to the moon. Somebody knows what their job is and what they're supposed to be doing, and they're out there doing it, all right? Our thought process, we have trouble going around the corner. We have trouble balancing a little checkbook, okay? Because it's the thought process that we're under. What you do depends on who you think you are. It's just that simple. If the only thing you can do is dribble a basketball and run a football up and down the field, that's what you're going to do your whole life. Dribble, and run a football up and down the field. Well, if that's what you think, where you get paid for it. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying there's so much more. There's so much more than that. Once you realize, I keep saying this over and over, I'll be saying this a lot, because I really want this to sink in. You were not created. And any group that you get into tells you that you were created and tells you that God is in control, that you're not in control, you aren't in control. What you think about is what you're bringing into existence. You can bring into existence through action and reaction. The universe will supply you with everything you need to get the job done. You're carrying power. You don't have to ask for power. You're carrying power. You're walking like a giant. And don't, you're walking like a giant and thinking like an ant. That's what I'm saying. That's how bad you are. That's all I'm saying is I'm just telling you who you are, telling you what you can do, telling you that you have no limit. That's all I'm saying. If you are in control of what you see in the mirror, that's all I'm saying, all right? And when you bring your children in, you got to give them this power. Let them know where their power's at. So they don't think that, oh, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. And if your children get this defeatist attitude, because they don't know who they are and they don't know how to channel the power, okay? When you ask for what you want, make sure you know what you want. Make sure you know what you want. And that's what this is all about. What do you want? Ask yourself, look in the mirror, seriously ask yourself, what do you want? Okay? Because that's going to determine your actions on a day-to-day basis. What do you want? I also like to take the time, and I have a CD on the market called Jesus is Coming or Christ is Coming. Those who are listening up. Now, you can also catch us on the internet. You can go to the internet and draw down any episode. There's at least 70 episodes. Some of you who don't know, there's at least 70 episodes on the internet. Coming through that I have done over the past couple of years. So there's 70 episodes out there. You can go on the Blog Talk Radio, Elohim Christ, and the episodes will come up. You can go to any of the episodes you want. You can download them, you can save them, whatever you want to do, but they're there, okay? Also, you can go to Amazon.com and look up A Christ Has Come, Elohim Christ, A Christ Has Come. If you can buy my CD, the CD is on the market. It's doing okay. And you can also go to YouTube. You can listen to it, Elohim Christ, 10 tracks, Jesus is Coming. You can listen to my tracks. You can go to CD Baby if you want. You can download one song at a time if you want. They're going to charge $1 for a song. And the album's going for like $10, $11, something like that. So if you want to support me, just go purchase the CD. I've got a book coming out, Tyrannical Scriptures, Complete Version, all right? And most of the stuff that I'm alluding to is in the book, Tyrannical Scriptures, a Complete Version. That one's not on the market yet, but Tyrannical Scriptures Part 1 is on the market, and then Amazon puts that up. So there's some things out there that you can support what we're doing with, okay? You can help us out. I got a GoFundMe page. We're looking for world peace. You can go on Facebook and find my GoFundMe page. And if you want to put a couple dollars on the GoFundMe page to help me out there, you can do that too, okay? That's what's going on, all right? I just want to give a shout out to my family and to everybody that's been supporting me and helping me out. Especially with encouraging words. My nephew just on the line with some encouraging words. And all that's good. I need all encouragement I can get, because when you're bringing truth to falsehood, you know what I mean? The God that's running the falsehood ain't going to support you. They ain't going to come down there and give you $50,000 to keep you going like you do some of the other guys. No. You got to bring this into existence on your own, and what you can do. And I know I can do that, and that's what I'm doing. And I just want to thank all my family and everybody for the support and what they're doing, and I appreciate that, you know. And so we're going to be sojourning. I'm on 7 o'clock. That's the new time. I'm having a little trouble with the text messages. Everybody's not getting the texts. I'm working that problem out because these phones are absolutely crazy. Big Brother, they took control. They're monopolizing the phone systems. So we're going back to where we used to say, can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Remember when the phones first started? Well, they have a system whereas they have, well, it used to be they have a truck that would ride by a neighborhood and it would interrupt all of the phone calls, and the phone calls would go through the truck and they would monitor the phone call before they go back to you. Now they're actually building towers that would do just that in each neighborhood. So when you have, sometimes when the call is sluggish, that's what's going on. They're listening to your calls, okay? The calls go through them, and then it goes through that little tower when they monitor the call before it goes back to you. The Big Brother's here, live and well. I know when I was little, we used to talk about Big Brother. They ain't gonna happen. Well, Big Brother's here, okay? And we call him Big Brother, but they give you the thought process when you're a child, okay? Knows what you're sleeping, knows what you're thinking, whether you're asleep or awake, so be good for goodness sake, right? We talk about Santa Claus, okay? There's a thought process, right? They want to know what you're thinking when you sleep and when you're awake. They want to know everything. You have cameras everywhere. They're bugging your ID cards, every darn thing. God want to be all-knowing, all-seeing. I'm talking about the people that are in control of the planet, all right? The ones that don't even actually have freedom because they're in control. Freedom is control. So if you want to talk about freedom, think about what you have control over, then you know how free you are, okay? But they're watching everything, and the Bible is telling you that they was going to do that, you know? The king and queen system, I had some sisters say, well, we don't want this male-dominated society, and they call themselves a queen. Well, that's a male-dominated system, right? For your sisters that's on the line, calling yourself queen this and queen that, it's a male-dominated system. And in Revelation, you're going to Revelation, and look, it'll tell you, this is the age of equality. No Greek, no bond, no male, no female, all will be under Christ. And Christ is not a name, it's a title. It's a conscious understanding that people grow into, all right? If you research the term Jesus Christ, all right, once you get past Constantine, there's no one in history named Jesus Christ. I'm just, you can Google this stuff, you know what I mean? It's not like you can't find this information out. Constantine attached the name Christ as a last name to Yahshua, whom they call him Jesus. That man's name was Yahshua ben Badera, and he wasn't born in Bethlehem, he was born in Egypt. I hope it, you get, like I said, you can Google this stuff. You can look it up. It's not hard to find it if you're looking for it. And that's one drawback about the internet. You got to look for stuff because it ain't going to just put it out there for you to grow powerful, for you to understand what's going on and what the world is doing. 1% ain't going to make information available to you so that you can monitor what they're doing. No, they're not going to do that. I use the term 1% because the people that are controlling us, they belong to all five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white, okay? So when you're dealing with stuff out there, understand who you're dealing with and what's going on. And remember that you are a God that's up against a God. So it's not just things and it's not going to fall in place for you. You have to actually make things work for you by your thought process. And when you see a thing, you know you have to have this, you have to begin a learning process for yourself to teach yourself how to get what you want, right? Because a lot of times it ain't going to come easy. You have to teach yourself how to get what you want, okay? No such thing as bad information. No such thing as a bad school. If you want to be a lawyer and you sit in medical school, you're miserable as hell away. You ain't trying to be no doctor. You're trying to be a lawyer. So the medical school is terrible for you. But there's nothing wrong with medical school. You know what I'm saying? So when you got a medical school and go with the law school, now you're in your zone. Everything is working for you. Everything's going fine because that's what you want to be. There's no such thing as bad information. It just depends on what you want. And based on what you want, that's what you need to go out and get, right? Now, if I want to be a tuba player and I'm sitting there practicing drums all day long trying to figure out why I can't get it, I'm slowly blowing on the tuba, man. I need books about the tuba. I need to go after the information that's going to make me a better tuba player. So you have to ask yourself the question, what do I really want? What do I want from me? What do I want from my child? Okay, what kind of family do I want to build? to take care of my child. Those are the three questions you have to ask yourself. And now that you know who you are, there's nothing stopping you from getting it. Nothing at all. Okay? If the money's a problem, you just think about where you're going and how much you're going to need to get where you're going, and you'll make that money. You'll get what you need to get what you want if that's what you're trying to do, okay? We got about 4 minutes left. I'd like to just thank everybody that's on the line calling in. I appreciate it. And this is Elohim Speaks. Now, the call-in number is 516-453-9230. That's the call-in number. And the shows, we was running the shows at 9 o'clock, but all the shows from now on will be at 7 o'clock, okay? From Monday through Sunday. And most days I will be on the air, because, you know, sometimes, that's the making say, things happen, you know? But most cases I'll be here on the air, and all you have to do is just remember the number. Now, sometimes I get a little, I'll be moving a little fast, and I hit the wrong button, just the wrong number out there. And people call me, yo, man, that's the wrong number you gave me the other day. So so just jot this number down, because this is the number. If I text you a different number, then that's not the right one, okay? So you know that just to use the number that I'm giving you now, 516-453-9230. Let me give it to you again. 516-453-9230, okay? And there is a number that I'm using as my business line. So if you want to call me about business, you want to deal with the books and stuff like that there, 215-758-1703, okay? You can call on that line. That's going to be my business line at this particular point. And you'll be able to call me, well, basically from 9 in the morning to about 6 or 7 at night. Well, from 9 to 6, because right around that time I'm getting ready for the radio broadcast. So with that, I want to tell you I love you. And I see my nephew called and gave me those good accolades, gave me a little good vibe there. I appreciate that. I love you very much, strong man. And hopefully you'll be listening to me some more. And you might have some comments or something that you might want to add, you know, to help the mindset of the people that are listening. And I want to thank you so very much. And with that, we're going to end with a couple of bars of the National Anthem. And I want to say peace. And I'll be chatting with you.